101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:10. Good morning. 36 degrees in downtown Wadena. And it's that time again. It's a Wednesday morning. And we're talking with Nicole Strazek of the Wadena Pioneer Journal. She joins us live in studio, as she's been doing now every Wednesday for about the last month or so. Hey, Nicole, how's it going?
Good morning, CJ. How are you doing?
Doing pretty darn good. Good to have you back up in studio. I was gone last week, so
I missed you. I don't know where you were.
I was at the Twins game. It was a lot better last week than it was last night.
I heard. Yeah, I heard.
So, you know, other than that, in Wadena here, Nicole, what do you have going on? What's been kind of the scoop of stories that you've had over the last week?
Well, a big one, of course, was homecoming.
Uh-huh.
And that was really cool. I got to go to coronation, and the parade goes right by the Wadena Pioneer Journal's office, and so that was really fun to see everybody out and supporting the Wolverines and getting out and about, and so that was a really good time. What else we have going on this week? Oh, I went to the fire department's open house, and that was really fun too. Got to see you know, how they're doing demonstrations and teaching kids how to kind of make their way through a house if there's smoke, and what to do, and some common things that start on fire, could be the source of a fire. And so they mm-hmm. have kids going in this house and then crawling through it and then coming out a window and then teaching them how to call 911.
Sure. Cool, yeah. Cool. And that was at the fire hall?
It was on Monday night.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else that you've had kind of going on the last week, or is it more kind of looking towards some of the things you have coming up next week?
Well, we've got today there'll be some good stuff in the paper, of course, as usual. One of the things that I really wanted to touch on was the benefit and silent auction for Keith Van Orsdale, which is coming up this Saturday from 4 to 8 at the VFW, and that's a really great cause. Keith had passed away, and the benefit had been set up before. However, he did pass away before the benefit happened, and they're still hosting it to help the family, and so that's a really big thing. And then another fun thing that's going on this weekend is the Fall Fest, which is sponsored by EJ's and Strong and Company and the Chamber, and there's going to be vendors set up both at the Little Round Still and at the Depot. Kent Shear is going to be there with his apple press.
Ooh.
Yeah. So people are able to bring in their own apples. So bring your apples, bring some clean jars, and he'll make you some fancy homemade apple juice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, and there's a Bloody Mary bar happening at Little Round Still.
There's something for everybody. Apple juice for the kids and the Bloody Marys for the adults.
That's right. And there's a coffee truck too, I think.
And the coffee truck for everybody in between.
Yep, everybody in between.
Perfect. So when you go to those events, Nicole, covering for the paper, what is your outlook when you go to cover these events? What times do you typically get there? How long are you there? Who do you talk to, and what questions do you try and ask them?
Well, I usually kind of, my MO as a reporter is just kind of scoping out the scene when I get there. I like to take some candid pictures. I like to just kind of wander around and kind of immerse myself in what's going on. And then I usually seek out, you know, a few people, usually somebody that is either hosting the event or, you know, people that are actually at the event. I can kind of, you know, go to them and get some details. And, you know, I just ask them, you know, just questions that are, you know, that are pretty relevant to what's happening. But then sometimes you get those weird, you know, off the cuff sort of things, and you never know. So you end up meeting a lot of really cool people and learning a lot of really fun things.
Awesome. And do you talk with any organizers? Do you talk with anybody involved? And what questions are you asking them to try and help get your story?
Yes, I do talk to the organizers. And usually I just try to get a really good idea of what the community can expect. You know, that's really my job, is to just, you know, let everybody know what's going on and what time they can be there, what time the event's happening. And then also just any fun, interesting details that would help give people in the community a really good idea of what they can expect for the day.
I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, Nicole, but has there ever been an event you've went to and where you're talking, whether it's an event maybe, or whether it's a story, where you're talking to somebody and they give you an answer that to them just seemed like a normal answer, and to you, you're like, oh my gosh, this line is going in my article.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I went, when I did my story for the Wadena Cemetery Association, We were sitting inside the mausoleum, and, you know, I was just really, you know, trying to get an idea of what everybody was doing. And one of the association's directors said, "It's a morbid job, but somebody's got to do it." And I just knew right then and there, I was like, that is the quote of the evening right there.
That's the one that leads your article off?
It does. It does. Well, I actually didn't lead with it just because I didn't want it to be too kind of daunting in the beginning, but I certainly did end up using it. And although he said it wasn't technically his line, just the way that he kind of put it out there was just really, really poignant. I really found it.
When I was in college, at a college writing class, I did a story. My dad's a machinist, so I did a story talking about machinists, and I interviewed his boss and an owner and talked to a couple different people. And I had a really good high school friend who's a machinist now too, and I remember talking to him, and he had a really, really great line. And he didn't mean it this way, but like when I like was writing it down and transcribing the interview and even listening to him, like, this has to go. And he's like, you know, he's like, this job wasn't necessarily my dream. He's like, I really liked doing it. I ended up falling in love with it. But he's like, it was never my dream necessarily. And some people tell you to follow your dreams. He's like, some people's dreams, though, are kind of stupid.
Yes.
When I gave it to him to read, he's like, oh, man. He's like, I'm going to make it seem like I'm trying to rip people. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, we got you. It's okay. Sometimes people say things, and it's not that you take them out of context or it's not that whatever, but it's just the way that you said it, like, it made me like pop up and go, oh, okay, like,
yes,
take notice. And it's gonna make the readers take notice as well.
Absolutely. And I am always on the lookout for those little nuggets that I can pull out and use. And I kind of joke that I am like a word stealer, because I really do need people's you know, input and their take on things. And so anytime I get a really good piece of, or a good quote or something that I can use in my story, it really does carry the story for me. And I really do, you know, enjoy that part of my job, because you just never know what people are going to say.
Exactly. Hey, Nicole, where can people get in touch with you if they want to send you story tips? How can people get their hands on that latest Wadena Pioneer Journal that's out this morning?
It's out this morning. It'll be in stores today, and then as well as going in the mailboxes tomorrow. And you can reach out to me at the Wadena Pioneer Journal. The phone number there is 218-631-2561. And you can email me. My email address is online on the website, but it's nstrasek@wadenapj.com.
Nicole Strasek of the Wadena Pioneer Journal comes in every Wednesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour to talk to us about what's going on in Wadena. Hey, Nicole, always great to chat with you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, CJ. You too.
That's Nicole Strasek of the Wadena Pioneer Journal. If you missed any part of this interview, find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.